Dan here at the Genesis Communication Network, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that'll determine what the future will bring. And I have to remind you, the views that are expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views and, well, the views of our guest this afternoon, who is supposed to be Barry Shamish. Now, I don't know where Barry is. Hopefully it'll be long before long, but I thought maybe we'd talk today about what's going on in the war over in Iraq. And the great tragedy is, of course, that we have built up an army there that has no loyalty to us. I was just reading an article. Somebody was interviewing one of our soldiers there. This is his third tour in 4 years. He was there in 2003. And he said, you know, in 2003, he really believed in what they were doing. They were out to get the bad guys. But when he went back to the second tour, he wasn't so sure. And now, of course, he's very much against the war. They recently had shot a man who was planning roadside device, and when they went through his pockets, it turned out he was a sergeant in the Iraqi army, one of those men who fought beside them in the day and at nighttime tried to kill them. And there were so many people within the Iraqi army who would be trained to be more efficient killers, who actually hate America. Now, they hate us because we're occupying their country. And then, of course, among the Sunnis who are fighting with the Shias, why, now we're arming both the Shias and the Sunnis. We certainly have private armies there, the so-called Mahdi's army. We've allowed to be intact. Why would you allow somebody to have a private army, somebody who hates America as much as Satter does, a gentleman with a black turban who runs the army? So why would you allow these private armies to exist if you're trying to control the country? So we're financing the Shias, and we're financing an army of the Sunnis, so we can maintain and continue what exactly what's going on today. And in a similar manner, in the Near East, of course, you know, we're giving all sorts of rifles and munitions and weapons to the Fatah branch of the Palestinian movement. And then, of course, Hamas somehow knows where those weapons are being moved in, and they capture them, and then they use them against the Fatah. So we're arming the Hamas, and we're arming Fatah. And it's the same old technique all over again. It's what happened during the Iran-Iraqi war. When we financed and armed Iran, and we financed an Iraq and armed Iraq. And of course, it was all designed to have them kill off one another. And of course, then to maintain the balance of power. And if you can get people you don't like fighting one another, why, then you can dominate both sides. And that is how the game is played. I mean, who do you think it is who is made of Russia? The largest producer of oil and natural resources, oil and natural gas in the world today. Remember, 10 years ago, Russia was a basket case. It just didn't have any, it didn't have any money. It was basically bankrupt. It owed tremendous amounts of money to the Group of Eight and to the United States and other international organizations. And today, that is all paid off. And Russia has $400 billion in reserves, probably twice what we have in reserves, if we have that much. Because we're having to borrow several billion dollars every day just to pay our bills. But where did Russia get the money to pay off their bills and to drill the oil wells and put in the pipelines? And why, we gave it to them. Through the Export-Import Bank, through the International Monetary Fund, through the World Bank, through the Department of Defense, through the Department of Energy, through the AIDS gifts. And you'll want to see my latest newsletter. It'll make you want to weep, or maybe begin to understand what's really going on in the world.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonance. If the resonant frequency force making the glass vibrate is big enough, the size of the vibration will become so large that the glass shatters. Using a similar principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Simple step-by-step instructions using pictures are easy to follow. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms. Eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. 1-866-885-6625.
Nuclear reactors provide economical energy, but would you be prepared during an accident? During nuclear disasters, great amounts of radioactive iodine are released into the atmosphere, which are then readily absorbed into the body. Medical Corps' potassium iodate gives you virtually complete protection from the most feared consequence of a nuclear accident, radioactive poisoning. Potassium iodate can protect against radioactive poisoning by filling the thyroid with good iodine. This shields the thyroid and prevents it from absorbing the harmful radioactive iodine. Potassium iodate is better than the iodide form because it is not as likely to cause upset stomachs in children, the elderly, the sick, and pets. Order the official potassium iodate for only $24 and save $5 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Call now and get free shipping. That's 888-803-4438.
I need to get my feet in shape for summer. But every time I get a pedicure, my feet look great. For a while, anyway. Then I have to go right back again because they get dry so quickly.
Listen, haven't you heard about Calex ointment? I use it regularly on my heels, and they stay looking great. And my feet feel as good as they look.
What's the name again? Wait, I'm getting my pen out.
It's Calex. C-A-L-L-E-X.
What makes Calex ointment so different?
It's got these natural enzymes that quickly exfoliate dry, cracked feet and leave your feet feeling soft and smooth, just like a baby's bottom.
For soft, silky feet that look great in sandals, use enzyme-rich moisturizing Calex ointment. It's diabetic-friendly and found in the foot care section of Walgreens, Long's, Snyder's Drug, Bilo, Car Drug, HEB grocery stores, medicine shop pharmacies, and Rite Aid.
Hey, there's a drugstore. I'll be right back. I'm getting some Calex.
Dr. Stan back here at the Genesis Communication Network, waiting for our guests to call in. And so if you're out there in the listening audience would like to give us a call, our number is 1-800-259-5791. That's 1-800-259-5791. Well, the latest reports are off of DEPCA, which is, of course, related to Israeli intelligence, says that another aircraft carrier is moving towards the Gulf, and a fourth one is also moving into that area. One will be moving up onto the west side of the Saudi Arabian Peninsula, and of course we already have two in the Persian Gulf, and then another one apparently will be stationed in the Mediterranean. So we're beginning to move four. We'll have four aircraft carriers there within probably 2 to 3 weeks, and that's about the time that we've been told that the, you know, we're going to have the attack sometime, probably in either late July or the information I have is in August. Now, is it true? Well, maybe they're putting out disinformation. Only time will tell them. But when you hear Chris Condoleezza Rice is supposedly the dove, and she doesn't want to go to war, and Dick Cheney is the hawk, and he does want to go to war with Iran. And understand, ladies and gentlemen, this whole idea of Condoleezza Rice being a dove and Dick Cheney being a hawk is simply to give you the idea that there's some dissension among the people in Washington, D.C. The Bush administration wants to go to war with Iran. They're going to try to give you the impression that, of course, we're holding back, that you know, that they really want to negotiate, they want to come up with a solution. But the truth of the matter is, they have no intention of holding back. They intend to go to war, but they cannot tell the American people the truth about why we are going to war with Iran any more than they can tell us the truth about why we went to war in Afghanistan, because it certainly wasn't to catch Osama bin Laden, or why we went to war with Iraq, because it certainly wasn't weapons of mass destruction. They cannot tell the American people, because, ladies and gentlemen, you aren't smart enough to understand. There isn't another entire agenda. But that's going to have to wait for another day, because I think we have Barry with us. Hi, Barry, are you there?
Yeah, I sure am.
Okay, well, I'm going to let you pick up with the ball and run with it.
Look, I'm always glad to hear from you, because we talk about things that I have to explain to other people in great detail and provide the background, and we've got ourselves a real archive growing here. Our real problem... are you there?
Yes, go ahead.
Oh, good. Our real problem this week is that Ehud Barak became the defense minister.
Right.
That is what happened this week. And it's a disaster beyond words, what that means to Israel, that he is our defense minister. Now, I wrote an article, and I hope you received it, and it's getting a really very good play from all kinds of sources. Ehud Barak is not just a coward. Israel's most decorated soldier is not just a coward. He has murdered Jews for political reasons. And I don't know if I should do that first or do that last, but I'm going to tell you about the one scandal that every Israeli knows about. And in America, it's just simply unknown. And it's shocking, but this is called the Tselim Beit scandal. Tselim was a training ground for the IDF. And in 1992, Barak was then the IDF's chief of staff. And he conducted a massive training operation with live ammunition. And he was in the stands watching this exercise take place. Now, it was a very unsuccessful exercise. By the way, they told us it was to attack Iran. Believe it or not, way back in 1992, there were these nonsensical rumors. No, it was Iraq. They were going to get Saddam Hussein. That was the rumor. They were going to go and get Saddam Hussein. Neither here nor there, it was a lie. Israelis were not going to be airdropped into the middle of Baghdad to do this silly exercise to get Saddam Hussein. They all would have been killed. Nonetheless, they were looking for an excuse why 5 soldiers died and 13 were mutilated and badly wounded. A rocket went awry and landed in the position of 20-odd soldiers, killing 5, wounding 13. Now, this Tselim is in the Negev. And when this happened, the IDF, the soldiers, went into immediate action. Our soldiers are fine. Barak caught the first helicopter out of there, flew to Tel Aviv, and planned to cover up with Yitzhak Rabin immediately. Immediately. This was a tragedy of Tselim Beit, that he left the wounded without making sure they were tended and cared for. He was the world's worst commander. Now, Rabin was told to put him in power, and we'll go about the Washington Institute very, very shortly. The point is, Ehud Barak is an extremely corrupt military person. That's being kind. But Rabin had to keep him, and he planned a cover-up. Now, he needed a very, very good cover-up, because Yediot Ahronot, which is Israel's largest newspaper, exposed the whole story. The soldiers who were there opened their mouths and explained what he did. He caught the first helicopter out of there. That's what he did. And no commander worth his salt anywhere in the world would leave the scene of a disaster like this, even if he planned the disaster, which he did. He planned a disaster. Now, Yediot Ahronot's story was really the end of his career. It was in, I believe it was, August 92, I may be off, but it was around then, and this was the end of Barack's days as a politician. The soldiers, look, the nice soldiers said he was merely inconsiderate. You know, those were the nice guys. The ones who spoke from their heart said he's a coward. Now, when this story came up, it should have been the end of Ehud Barak. It should have been. But, you know, Israel, you know, out comes, I guess, about 2 or 3 weeks of massive training to go on TV and counter Yediot Akronot, and that meant countering our soldiers. The good soldiers of the IDF had to be called liars. There was no choice. And the excuses that he gave, that it wasn't his function to stand by and help soldiers, he's the chief of staff, what could he do, lift him personally into helicopters, in the time that he prepared his answer, the answers he gave were pathetic and irresponsible, and anyone should have seen through it. But this is Israel. It's that simple. He made an ass of himself. He was so aggressive and insulting. And the only people he complimented, I remember this interview, I was furious at it. He complimented the right, Benny Begeson, Yehuda Begin. He complimented anyone on the right who supported him. He wanted to get they wanted him out of power, so he literally, the expression is, he sucked up to them. That's what he did. And at the end of this horrible display, most Israelis believed him, that he wasn't a coward, but a real significant minority. I remember it was about 25%. And I assure you, every soldier, their families, their friends, and their circles were amongst that very, very significant minority that knew he was a lying little weasel. And we got stuck with Ehud Barak, eventually as Prime Minister of Israel. Now, shall we go on to what he did next?
Go right ahead.
The Washington Institute for Near East Policy. Ehud Barak announces to Israel that he is quitting the army because he wants to go to America to make money. You know, that's a great plan, I got to tell you. I wish I knew the answer to that as well. You know, you just go to America and you make money.
Maybe you get into the Washington Institute, but go ahead.
Well, if you agree to follow marching orders, I guess you make a lot of money, because that's what he did. We found that out in the year 2000. The Washington Institute is run by one Martin Indyk. And people, you tell me how an Australian arrives on your shores and gets himself a multi-million dollar think tank supported largely, well, in this case, it's simply the Republican Party. It's a right-wing think tank, which is stupid, because it's a very, very left-wing and not right-wing think tank, neither here nor there. Where did he get the money from? Nonetheless, he ends up, Martin Indyk now ends up the ambassador to Israel, where he, of course, pushes this Oslo process down Israel's throat, and he does everything in his power to make sure that Israel disappears, and everyone in Israel hates the guy's guts. And by the way, that is no exaggeration. Even the left hates his guts. He's a very unlikable person. But neither here nor there, we knew he was taking orders from something, I certainly knew it, from something that was very anti-Israel. His behavior proved that. Anyways, Ehud Barak ends up at his institute. And by the way, I should add one other important thing. The UN ambassador for Israel during Netanyahu's horrible regime was Dori Gold. Gold was also at the Washington Institute. And Gold spent his time quoting Henry Kissinger as the bravest and wisest diplomatic leader ever produced by America. It doesn't matter right or left. This is, and I knew Dori Gold, by the way, almost as a friend. We shared a friend in common. This was before he got famous and before Netanyahu took him on and he started following his own marching orders. I knew the guy. We spent evenings together. We had a common friend, Bob Blake.
Hold that thought, Jerry.
On to his dishonest career. I went on to my...
Hold that thought. Hold that thought. We'll be right back. Most Americans are iodine deficient today because they stopped adding iodine to our milk and to our flour, and only about half of the salt that's consumed in the United States today contains iodine. So Radio Liberty has produced a four-tape or a four-CD set that discusses this.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Most Americans are iodine deficient today because they stopped adding iodine to our milk and to our flour, and only about half of the salt that's consumed in the United States today contains iodine. So Radio Liberty has produced a four-tape or a four-CD set that discusses the health benefits of iodine. We also offer Iodorol. It contains 12.5 milligrams of iodine per tablet. And we also offer potassium iodide tablets that'll protect your thyroid gland in case there's a nuclear attack. So if you'd like to order these products or obtain additional information, why don't you call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927, or go to our website at RadioLiberty.com. That's RadioLiberty.com. Once again, our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927.
You got headaches? Most headaches are caused by a structural weakness of blood vessels in the head, and the blood vessels are tending to balloon, causing a headache. The structural weakness is due to a deficiency. Correct the deficiency and the body will heal itself. I blended what I believed to be the missing nutrients in the right proportions, and the headaches went away. When they were gone, they stayed gone. I named it Headache Stay Gone. See HeadacheStayGone.com or call 800-327-0727 for more information or to place an order. I'll send you a bottle of Headache Stay Gone. Headache Stay Gone will cure your headaches and prevent them from coming back before you pay the bill. Headache Stay Gone has already cured the worst migraines I have ever heard of. Call 800-327-0727. All orders are shipped the same day. Call 800-327-0727. That's 800-327-0727.
Hi, this is Dr. Tony Teary. Are you one of the many people who take vitamin supplements? Do you take handfuls of pills each day to increase energy, reduce your pain, or improve your overall health? Now there is a better way to get the vitamins and minerals your body needs in a delicious-tasting whole food liquid supplement, Body Balance. Body Balance contains 121 essential vitamins and minerals and is made from only organic and natural sources. Developed by doctors, Body Balance was originally available only through healthcare professionals. Now this incredible whole food liquid supplement can be delivered directly to your home. Body Balance offers an extremely effective method to feed your body towards wellness, and we're confident you'll love the difference your body feels. To order your Body Balance, call me directly at 1-800-768-9763 and try it risk-free for 45 days. Again, that's 1-800-768-9763 or online at healthyfoundations.net.
They knew. I assume Barack knows that he's bribed because he came back from Washington and built himself a mansion. And believe me, in Israel, not many people have mansions. He built himself a mansion. And when he got tired of his mansion in Kolkata, Yair, he built himself another mansion in Sahala. He got very rich. And this man is no businessman. Well, what he did in the year 2000 gave us a real hint of how he got so rich. He became elected Prime Minister of Israel. It wasn't 10 days when he pulled out of Lebanon. He pulled the IDF out of Lebanon without any warning. Now, when I say no warning, I mean to the IDF and to our Christian partners, the South Lebanese Army. Now, as for the IDF, they left behind tens of millions of dollars of equipment. I recall a tank being left behind. I recall computers full of intelligence and codes and agents named everything you could think of. The IDF left behind. They weren't given any time to pack. But those poor soldiers who trusted Israel, run by Chabad, I believe his name was. He was a real ally of Israel. I believe it was George Chabad. You can, of course, correct me later on. Time has passed. But that army, 6,000 of them rushed over to Israel. All the rest were arrested. All the officers were arrested by Hezbollah. They were tortured. They were imprisoned. Their families were, well, you can only imagine the horrid, the rapes, the threats. All of this is what Israel did to its closest allies. If you're a Christian in the Middle East, if you have a right mind, you do not trust the Israeli government or establishment anymore. They abandon our Christian allies. These were the allies I fought for. I fought in the 1982 Lebanon War. Now, the reason I'm mentioning this is that there happened an incident nearby where I fought. It was in the central axis. There were three axes, western, eastern, central. I fought in the central axis. Not far from me was Lake Karun. Not far from Lake Karun was a valley called Sultan Yaqob. Barak killed 23 soldiers in Sultan Yaqob. And this is the story. The brigade commander, his name was Yanush. His real name is Avigdor Ben Gal. We used to call him Yanush. He went on a jeep tour with his intelligence officer, Mickey Schatz. And thanks to Mickey Schatz, we know what happened. Now, it wasn't a big article in Kol Ha'ir. Kol Ha'ir is the country's largest weekend news magazine. But you could tell Schatz was trying for something bigger. He had a lot to say. But I noticed this, and I took very strong measures to make sure that Schatz's information got out to the at least my public. Schatz said that when he and Ben Gal went on a jeep tour, Ehud Barak picked up the radio of the brigade and, with maps of the war in front of him, ordered a religious tank unit into a Syrian ambush, straight into a Syrian ambush. This was a Wadi. The Syrians were on both sides of it. They couldn't escape. They had them encircled. Nobody looking at the map would have sent any units into that ambush. Now, the reason why it was done is very straightforward. They were trying to sabotage Menachem Begin's then very successful war against the PLO. The Frankist Jews, the establishment, the ones who elected Peres president, followed by Ehud Barak, defense minister, and just saying those names make me cringe. They're both murderers. And this is the message I've been giving. In the same week, they both got elected. It's a tragedy of which I have no words to describe. Nonetheless, oh, I hear the music this time.
Okay, you hang on there, Barry, and we'll be back in just a moment or two with Barry Savage and more of this incredible story right here at Genesis.
Order a copy of this show for your friends and family at GCNLive.com.
or call 877-300-7645.
Ever thought about what's in your shampoo, soap, or detergent? How about chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodium, formaldehydes, and more? Even fragrance can indicate the presence of some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, this is Alex Jones. I was shocked when I discovered I could be inhaling these additives that can lead to coughing, wheezing, and shortness of breath, headaches, nausea, irritation of the skin, and mucous membranes. Now compare Calben Pure Soap. All natural, earth-friendly, no harsh chemicals, no animal testing. They're safe, and you save 85% of the money you're spending on cleaning products now. Start saving over $1,000 a year for your family of four. Keep it natural. Call Calben Pure Soap for a free catalog at 1-800-340-7091 or log on to 5starsoap.com. Try Calben Pure Soaps, and I'll bet you'll never use any other cleaning products again. Call 1-800-340-7091 for all your cleaning needs.
Terrorism, chemical attacks, dirty bombs, fallout, biological attack, anthrax, and to top it all off, duct tape and plastic. Alarming words for our time. But how do you protect your family during such a crisis? The video Sheltering in Place, Surviving Acts of Terrorism from Biological, Chemical, and Radioactive Fallout was developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government. Anyone can follow the simple instructions. It's presented by a housewife as they walk you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. If you're not the type who waits till it's too late, then you need the video Sheltering in Place. Get the critical information you need now for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at murkywater.com.
We at The Bible Says want to alert the world to the topic of the Mark of the Beast. Soon it will be upon us as an overwhelming surprise. The world is pressing toward a forced one-world religion. The real issue behind this is the union of church and state, nullifying our... Americans will have to give up their peculiar beliefs and accept what the new world religious leaders prescribe. In 2005, President Bush signed the Real ID Act, which goes into effect May 11, 2008. Many people believe that this will be the mark of the beast because of the restrictive measures included, which seems to parallel the no buying and selling of Revelations 13:17. In Revelations 14:9, speaking of the mark of the beast, it says, "If any man worship the beast, take notice. It says, worship the beast." This issue is about worship, not economics. For a better understanding of this very important topic and to receive your three free books and a free DVD, call 1-888-211-1715. That's 1-888-211-1715.
Stand right here at the Genesis Communication Network, and our guest this afternoon is Barry Shamish. Barry, would you like to get out your web page, tell people how they can get your information, and certainly I think it's so important that people understand who the Sabbatean Jews are, and you have written a book about that. So why don't you tell them how they can get the information and how they can get in touch with you?
Oh, you're too kind to me. I'm speaking in Denver at Beit Messiah, Don Wiedemann's fine organization, July 14th. That is a Saturday at 10 o'clock in the morning. And I'm speaking in New York at the Seaview Jewish Center the Sunday following. And if you go to my website, BarryChamish.com or BarryChamish.net will now get you there. And get the dates. Come and visit me. And then we have, of course, my books. The book you referred to is Shabtai Tzvi, Labor Zionism and the Holocaust. Also, my latest book, Bye Bye Gaza, is there. Lulu.com, L-U-L-U.com. Right, there's a place that says search, write in my name, C-H-A-M-I-S-H, Shamish, and they'll get to the books. And now this horrible Lebanon war, where Barack sabotages, kills 23 Jews. That's how many died trying to extricate themselves from the ambush. Pardon me?
No, go right ahead.
Oh, I'm sorry. Did I interrupt?
No, no, no. I was just trying. You were having trouble coming up with the word ambush. So.
Oh, yeah, you're right. I was thinking marib, the Hebrew word, marav, the Hebrew word for it. It doesn't matter. It was an ambush. Nonetheless, there were three soldiers who also died. You may as well make it 26 dead. They've been missing officially since July of 1982. I knew the father. His name was Yonah Baumel, of one of the soldiers. And I met him at the Hilton Hotel in Jerusalem. I believe there was a conference. I was introduced to him, and I said, Mr. Baumel, your son Zechariah, will never be free if there's any chance of him being freed. The truth will never be told. You have to say it out loud. Barak murdered your son. He gave an order to sabotage Begin's war. He murdered your son. And he didn't do anything until 2 weeks ago when Peres is running for president and he makes a public announcement. Peres cannot be president. He's covering up the circumstances of my son's death. Finally, he says it, but he doesn't say that the circumstances were that Ehud Barak gave the order to kill my son. And I wrote this article, and I got a letter from a person working with him, a reverend, actually, working with him to get to the bottom of this issue, and I sent him the article, and I hope finally some truth comes out. That Lebanon war was the Sabbateans winning. Shimon Peres worked with someone named Yossi Sarid. They turned to a really nasty person named Sandy Berger. He is the one who stole documents from the Library of Congress for President Clinton. Berger is of the Council on Foreign Relations. Clinton is of the Council on Foreign Relations. All the people that you want to know who are screwing Israel and ruining the country are Council on Foreign Relations, if they're not the Vatican, which is Paris. Nonetheless, Yossi Sarid, Sandy Berger, and Shimon Peres organized a campaign to ruin Begin's legitimate war aims in the United States, and this week he becomes president, and Barak, the murderer of Sultan Yaakov, becomes defense minister. I can't tell you how my heart aches. I can't describe to you the utter frustration. I'm not angry anymore. I don't live in Israel, so I don't have to be around this day in and day out. But I am so deeply hurt and frustrated that no one is taking the fact that the worst enemies of the Jews are not necessarily who you think they are. They're from within. We have met the enemy, and his name is Shimon Peres, and we have met the enemy, and his name is Ehud Barak. To name two, the two biggest ones, got back into power this week. Now, I'm going to tell you that when Barak became defense minister, Kiryat Shmona was rocketed. Two rockets hit Kiryat Shmona, one missed, and everyone said, wow, the Lebanese Hezbollah are back again. Nobody understood the obvious thing, that these rockets were sent upon the installation of Ehud Barak as defense minister as one heck of a message to him. It said, Ehud, you're in the hands of Martin Indyk, you're in the hands of the CFR, you do nothing to us, nothing. And that's what Israel's got running its defense ministry right now. Nothing but a puppet. And this puppet is a murderer of my, well, I can't call my friend, but Yonah Baumel was certainly someone I met. And I did try and steer him right. And I hope now I've done something good. But somehow I doubt it. Somehow I truly doubt it. Now I'm going to mention the third great reason why Menachem Begin fell during the Lebanon War, and that third reason is Ariel Sharon, murdered by Shimon Peres. He had a stroke after drinking tea with Peres in the Knesset. Half an hour later, he was taken to Hadassah Hospital by Yoram Rubin, the actual shooter of Yitzhak Rabin. This story is so incredible, and it just repeats itself. It's been repeating itself, not since Oz, it's been repeating itself since June 6th of 1982, when Begin launched a war to get the peel out of Israel's hair. And Ariel Sharon, now I've explained this, that since 1974, when he journeyed to New York, the hero of the Yom Kippur War, and cut a deal with the CFR's Henry Kissinger that you will go back to Israel. You will take your very left-wing new political party called Shlom Tzion. You will, in time, join it with Begin's Chayrut Party, and you will destroy Menachem Begin and the Chayrut movement from within. And, well, there's no Chayrut members of the Knesset anymore. All you have is Benjamin Netanyahu. And maybe we'll find time and we'll talk about his ties to the CFR through George Shultz, Richard Pearl, and George Bush the father. It's a horrible story in and of itself. Remember that Netanyahu supported Peres. He voted to make Peres the president of Israel. The leader of the opposition supposedly backed Peres as the president of Israel. Ariel Sharon, during the Lebanon War, was told, finish Begin off. We want you to conduct a massacre the world will shake at. We'll get you in power later on. Just do it. He led in the Falangist army into two Palestinian towns outside Beirut called Sabra and Shatila. He let them stay for 3 days. The massacre was on the nose. I watched the massacre on Saturday night. He let them in on Friday. He did not release the soldiers until Monday at noon, or 800 corpses later. And that was the end of Begin. Begin went straight downhill. His wife was made extremely sick and she died. I don't view that as an accident, but Sabra and Shatila was Ariel Sharon's final salute to Menachem Begin. In Hebrew, shalom v'lo litraot, it means goodbye and we'll never see you again. That man was the man who pulled out of Gaza. That man was murdered by Shimon Peres. This is Israel. This is the Israel I'm telling you about, and it's not made up, and it's not make-believe. Look, all I can tell you is for all these stories, people in Israel who have hated me and called me the conspiracy theorist, a whole bunch of them are now asking, how come Shamish got all this stuff right? They're now asking these questions. How did I know that this would happen? You know this would happen when you get the rhythm of evil and you realize that a shadow government controls Israel and they do not want Israel to be a religious or a nationalistic Jewish country. They wanted Israel to be a country that does not believe in Judaism. There was a rally yesterday, a homosexual rally in Jerusalem that was called off at the last second because the firefighters refused to back the homosexuals. It was a very, very weird story. But people have been writing me and saying, how can these Jewish leftists, were all of the same people, how can they have a march to the holiest city, not to the Jews only? How can they allow a homosexual march? They already have one in Tel Aviv. Why in Jerusalem? 64% of Israelis were viciously opposed to this march. Only about 22% were in favor of it. And yet it happened. And I wrote these people back and I said, they are not of the same people. These are Sabbatean Jews. They don't believe like you and I believe. Well, for all the good that did, Menachem Begin was ruined, especially by Barack and Peres, and they this week became the president and defense minister of Israel. Great story, huh?
Yes, it really is. It's tragic, and I know how it must hurt you because I know how much you love Israel.
Oh, it used to hurt me. I'm telling you, I've hardened myself. I live in Florida now. I have a nice wife. We're learning to be a couple. You know, that it's a challenge, and I'm trying to forget this. I spoke to my family. It looks like they're going to come visit finally from Israel. I could not live in Israel anymore. Not only was I in danger, how do you live surrounded by this? How do you live with the political arguments and your neighbors who were backing Peres, thinking that the world really respected him and he'd be a great president? I couldn't live with this anymore.
Well, I think that there are going to be some terrible, terrible things happening there. Certainly everything points, you know, to the fact that there's going to be some sort of a conflict between Israel and Syria in the not-too-distant future. And, you know, with a man like Barack in charge of the defense of Israel, Israel doesn't stand a chance.
Israel is going to lose. I've made my own estimates about this, and we've discussed this. There are so many missiles aimed at Israel that even if Israel comes out ahead, Israel's going to lose. This happened to you. I'm going to talk about the Yom Kippur War briefly and Barack again. The Yom Kippur War, when it ended, in the first 2 days of the war, Israel lost dead 2,700 of its soldiers because the greatest, really, I think the greatest traitor of all, Moshe Dayan, cut a deal with Kissinger not to mobilize his army and to give the Arabs 24 free hours to do what they wanted with Israel. But there was, and Sharon saved the day. This is the irony of the whole thing. He was no longer a regular army general. He was already in reserve service. They called him up. He was the one who went into Egypt over the Suez Canal. It was a very daring operation. Now, an armored force got trapped in his operation. It was in a place called China Farm. A marvelous Israeli historian, Professor Uri Milstein, who has written two books translated into English, you may as well look him up, M-I-L-S-T-E-I-N, Uri Milstein, wrote about the battle, the attempt to extricate this armored unit. Barack was ordered to go in and save his fellow Israelis who were in desperate straits. Milstein writes outright, Barack the coward refused the orders. It was too risky for him. He might have lost his life. He wouldn't go in and actually rescue soldiers. Not only does he murder soldiers, he lets them be murdered. Harsh words? Not even close. Not even close to describe this man.
Well, how did they get the men out then?
Pardon me?
What happened to the men there?
You know, in this chapter, there was one officer who went in and did extricate them. I know that Ephraim Schneer, who also became Yitzhak Rabin's Minister of Defense, and then Health Minister, he covered up the Rabin assassination. He was a major witness at first and then recanted. He was the one who on the night of Rabin's murder said he was shot three times, which is the truth, and then the government commission decided he was shot twice because Amir didn't shoot three times. He also refused to go into China Farm, I'm sorry. The fact of the matter is the worse the officer you were, the farther you went in politics. That's how the IDF works. Now, I've discussed this with you briefly. I served in that army, and the best officers I had, the most likable, the ones the men appreciated, they stayed still. They ended up majors or captains. The very worst, the screwiest, the most corrupt, they advanced and became colonels and generals and went into politics. And they do this on purpose. And then, by the way, I'm not going to do this on your show, but I can give you examples of people I served with in the Army who went on, and they were simply liars and thieves.
Well, that's a pretty poor commentary. You should be promoting people, you know, for their integrity. And we see this with this officer who investigated Abu Ghraib, and he's now been pushed out of the Army, and he was a major general, Filipino, and Tacuba, I think is his name. And the reason he's pushed out is because he had the audacity to tell the truth.
Yeah, I read the article. I believe it was Seymour Hersh. I read that article this week. It's your business. Israel is my business. Your army, what it's done in Iraq with the Abu Ghraib rapes and the humiliations, that's your problem. And it's a big problem. I interview people in Israel. I spent a long time. After Rabin's murder, I spent 12 straight years talking to the Israeli people about how he was murdered. All this stuff came out. the Hebron massacre. I talked to the policeman, the guy who runs the lab, and he tells me that the bullets and the gun that they were given weren't in any of the victims' bodies, and that Goldstein couldn't have been the shooter, and his name, by the way, I'm going to say his name. His name was Dove, and he lives in Beit El. If anyone wants to trace him, good luck. There can't be that many Doves who are the police. He asked me not to mention his name, and I did write Dove of Beit El, and he lived with that. The fact of the matter is there's a war going on in Israel, and it's not the war between the Jews and the Arabs. It's a war between the Sabbatean Frankists and the real Jews. And the real Jews right now are losing very, very badly.
Well, it's so difficult for them to believe that their fellow countrymen could be betraying them.
They don't believe it. This is the, look, I've got people finally. I have people and I can actually give names of people who have now decided that I was right all along, and they are pushing an end to the atrocity of what Israel's become. But you know that 7,000 policemen were out in the streets of Jerusalem to protect 2,000 homosexual marchers. 7,000. That's half the Israeli police force to protect homosexual marchers.
Very well out of time.
And if one of the marchers was, of course, Prime Minister Olmert.
God bless you.
Some people believe a group of wealthy men control political parties, the American media, and the wealth of our nation. Is this true? Dr. Stanley Monteith spent 40 years studying secret societies and subversive movements. He lived in Africa for 3 years, and when he returned home, he studied the writings of the men who shaped the modern world. His book, Brotherhood of Darkness, identifies the people who control the world and the organizations they created. Dr. Monteith exposes the movement behind Rhodes scholarships, the origin of the Council on Foreign Relations, and the myths surrounding communism. He discusses the goal of all covert organizations, so if you read Brotherhood of Darkness, you will learn a secret that has been passed down through the centuries. When you learn this secret, you will understand what the future holds and what you must do to help preserve our nation. Call and order your copy. 877-300-7645. Only $12.95. That's 877-300-7695.
Nuclear reactors provide economical energy, but would you be prepared during an accident? During nuclear disasters, great amounts of radioactive iodine are released into the atmosphere, which are then readily absorbed into the body. Medical Corps potassium iodate gives you virtually complete protection from the most feared consequence of a nuclear accident, radioactive poisoning. Potassium iodate can protect against radioactive poisoning by filling the thyroid with good iodine. This shields the thyroid and prevents it from absorbing the harmful radioactive iodine. Potassium iodate is better than the iodide form because it is not as likely to cause upset stomachs in children, the elderly, the sick, and pets. Order the official potassium iodate for only $24 and save $5 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Call now and get free shipping. That's 888-803-4438.
Hello, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle of the Nutramedical Report here on Genesis. If you want to slow the clock of aging, stimulate your own stem cells to heal, or improve your athletic performance, or just recover quickly from the weekend warrior syndromes, this is the most powerful anti-aging stem cell research therapy. It's natural and safe and effective that you can get. Mountain Red Deer Velvet from New Zealand. If you're run down, tired, exhausted, or lacking energy, want to restore your joint mobility, immune system, and literally regenerate your organ function, Mountain Red Deer Velvet. Totally organic, totally safe. Whether you're an elite athlete or a senior citizen or in your middle years just trying to stay active in golf or other sports, call us at 888-212-8871. That's 888-212-8871. Or order online at NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, medical.com. Take care and reverse the clock of aging with Mountain Red Deer Velvet.
Well, Dr. Stan, I hope you recognize the intensity with which Barry Shemmy speaks about the betrayal of his people by the Council on Foreign Relations and how the Sabbateans are working with the CFR. Of course, I believe that's a satanic conspiracy And it, people working within the CFR, some of them, are well aware of what this is all about. If you have not yet, of course, read my book or heard my talk, Brotherhood of Darkness, you need to get it. You need to get my most recent talk, The Forbidden Secret, and it comes with a syllabus. Begin to understand the nature of the people we're working with. If you haven't heard our talk on Rhonda Burns and The Secret, which has been popularized by Ellen DeGeneres, by Oprah Winfrey, by Jim Carrey, by Jack Canfield, by Larry King, by you need to get our four tape or four CD set. The Secret Behind the Secret. That's The Secret Behind the Secret. Understand that there have always been secret societies. Understand that there is a material dimension we live in, and then there is a spiritual dimension. You can witness it if you get a Ouija board and work with it, or work with a diviner, or with a legitimate fortune teller, but you shouldn't be doing that because the Bible tells us to avoid these things like the plague. Why? Because we're opening ourselves up to truly demonic possession. So once you understand that, so much of what's going on makes sense, you need to get our four tape sets on the supernatural, on Aleister Crowley, who was a Satanist, 33rd degree Mason, member of British intelligence. You need to get our four tape set on Satanism and Deliverance, our book Satanic Crimes by Kennedy, A Program to Kill, The Diary of a Devil Hunter. We have so much material out there. You need to begin to understand what's going on. And once you begin to understand that there really are satanic organizations, they reach into the very highest levels of government, of our churches and the music, and foundations, banking, they're every place. There's a spiritual component behind everything going on. You need to get our three pamphlets set, The Occult Hierarchy, a summary of my newsletters. And once you begin to see the pattern, it's so very, very obvious why we go from war to war to war. If you have not yet heard my talk, Iraq, The Untold Story, and got the syllabus, and has so many documents in it, but basically it's the story of all of the wars of the last century, which were all contrived. The Gulf of Tonkin incident did not occur. It did not occur, and 58,000 American boys lost their lives or were left behind for no reason at all. And when you get into the background of the Spanish-American War, it was contrived. The Spanish did not speak the Maine. There was no reason for America to go into the First World War. And during the Second World War, some of our great corporations financed and helped Adolf Hitler during the whole war. Were they ever punished? You need to get the Iraq, The Untold Story syllabus and talk. It's well worthwhile. And then, of course, you need to get some of the books that go along with this. Wall Street and the Rise of Hitler, very important book. And we do carry it, written by Professor Sutton. You need to read my newsletters about communism and how we financed it since its very inception. Wall Street and the Rise of Bolshevism, or Wall Street and the Bolshevik Revolution, is a good place to start. And then my March and April and May newsletters, it'll be coming out before long. And you'll find that we financed Russia from its very inception. We are financing Russia today. Nothing has changed. Maybe a few names have changed, but the same process. We finance both sides in the wars. Why? Because they're organized evil working within our society. Pray for America. Pray for revival. Please pray for Radio Liberty, for our provision and protection.
Terrorism, terrorism, chemical attacks, dirty bombs, fallout, biological attack, anthrax, and to top it all off, duct tape and plastic. Alarming words for our time. But how do you protect your family during such a crisis? The video sheltering in place, surviving acts of terrorism from biological, chemical, and radioactive fallout was developed by Wayne LeBaron. a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government. Anyone can follow the simple instructions. It's presented by a housewife as they walk you step by step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. If you're not the type who waits till it's too late, then you need the video Sheltering in Place. Get the critical information you need now for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at murkywater.com.
You have the power.
This is the GCN Radio Network.
Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality and not illusion and delusion that'll determine what the future will bring. I have to remind you the views that are expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views. And this afternoon, the views of Dr. Jerome Corsi, who, of course, has been writing a great deal about what's going on as far as the North American Union, the NASCO corridor, the so-called NAFTA highway, and, of course, how this all fits in, this idea of the security and prosperity partnership, the government's refusal to enforce our immigration laws and wanting to give amnesty to somewhere between 11 and probably 30 million illegal immigrants in this country and change the entire demographics of America. Dr. Corsi has been doing a wonderful job. In fact, he's written a new book, and we're going to talk a little bit about that later. Dr. Corsi, thank you very much for being with us.
Stan, it's always, Dr. Stan, it's always a great pleasure and honor to be with you. I'm looking forward to it.
Well, it's I'm just going to let you pick up the ball and run with it.
Well, this new book I've just written, This Late Great USA, is about the formation of the North American Union. And we did take the title, we borrowed from Hal Lindsey's The Late Great Planet Earth. And Hal was kind enough to endorse the book and write a nice blurb for us on the back of the cover. So we were able to borrow the title with his permission. And what the book is about the Security and Prosperity Partnership in North America, which is a presidential press release, a declaration that President Bush made together with Vicente Fox, President of Mexico, and then Prime Minister Paul Martin of Canada, that at Waco, Texas, it was made on March 23, 2005, and the declaration was that we were going to be in this Security and Prosperity Partnership together. And it turns out to have been a landmark announcement, because following it, the 20 working groups show up in the SPP website that is created in the Department of Commerce, under spp.gov, like sampeterpaul.gov. And Dr. Stan, in the book we're now able to publish, I got a hold of and published on page 81, I believe it is, the organizational chart for the working groups. Because up till now, the government has been denying that this is even going on. You know, Tony Snow saying it's all a myth, the North American Union will be created. Well, page 81, we got the Freedom of Information Act request, and for the first time, I'm publishing the organizational chart of the SPP working groups, which shows the working groups organized in little boxes. I mean, you've got the North American Transportation Working Group, and the head of it for the United States is Jeffrey Shane, the U.S. Undersecretary for Policy and Department of Transportation. The boxes report up to three cabinet secretaries, Secretary Rice, Secretary of State, Chertoff at Homeland Security and Gutierrez at Commerce. Then the boxes go up to the Homeland Security and National Security Council and on up to the President, Office of the President. Well, Dr. Stan, if we can publish a organizational chart is a lot more than a dialogue. It's a shadow government, and that's the proof.
And I have no question this is going on. And what is so difficult for the average American to believe is that there are people in our government at the highest levels who hate the United States, whose loyalty is to this globalist dream of a new world order, a new world religion, a new world leader. But they can't tell the American people that. That is why they have to frankly lie. And they lie with impunity because they see nothing wrong with lying. After all, if you told the people the truth, they would object. So we're really indebted to Dr. Corsi for getting this information. It's all there. But of course, you're not going to hear about it from so many of the key leaders of our country.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll-free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Do you know what you can do with solar for under $1,200 now? Hi, this is Ken Solar. As you may have heard by now, I've been designing alternative energy packages for over a decade. The solar power generators that I produce will get you all the solar power you need for your household essentials. Your refrigerator, your freezer, lights, fans, electric blankets, TV, radio, clocks, phones, computers, and a lot more. No gas, no fumes, and they're totally silent. Each solar power generator comes complete with everything you'll need, including the solar panel, a 3,000-watt peak inverter, a step-by-step quick setup sheet, and battery backup. I reached that point in my life where I just didn't want to have to rely on everyone else anymore. You know, power companies, government. Anyway, getting yourself free from the utility grid is a lot easier than you might think. Are you ready to go solar? Give me a call now at 239-677-3073 or order them on my website at a 10% discount on kensolar.com. That's kensolar.com.
The disciples asked Jesus in Matthew 24, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world? You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation and kingdom against kingdom. And there shall be famines, disease, and earthquakes in many places." We are living in this time of Earth's history. Many people are trying to understand the climactic world events in light of human wisdom. But without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. 2 Peter says, "We have a more sure word of prophecy, and you do well if you take heed. But first know this, that no prophecy of the Scripture is of any private interpretation." The Bible says, "We'd like you to receive this new offer, Packet B, the Unholy Alliance." These materials document the global leaders, political and religious, behind the scenes. You will receive information regarding America in prophecy, tyrants and wars, the New World Order, and much more. As always, these materials are shipped to you at no charge. Please call 1-888-211-1715. That's 1-888-211-1715. And ask for Packet B.
Just a moment. Yeah, this is Dr. Stan. You go right ahead, Dr. Corsi. Just saying that the globalists really have their own agenda. They don't believe in sovereignty. They want to use the slave labor available in China. They want to be able to bring in people on special visas in the United States who work for a third of the salaries because they want to grind our wages down. They want to lower our living standards. Go ahead.
Well, I've published the book, and just like the articles I've been writing on WorldNet Daily, I've been focusing on documenting everything with government websites and government sources and data. I've heavily footnoted, just like my articles have links to the original documents. So, to understand, when the globalist figures are going to be bringing so many more containers from China, because they're going to contain the slave goods that we're not going to manufacture here anymore, because American labor is just too expensive. We're going to have to retire American labor, get cheaper labor coming in across the border for the less-skilled jobs. See, we can't break the back of unions once and for all. And then for the more-skilled jobs, we'll just send the manufacturing to China. So the trade that's going to come in containers to North America demands a reconfiguration of our transportation infrastructure. And that's where these NAFTA superhighways come in, these four football field wide Trans-Texas corridor. It's very interesting, Dr. Stan. I take this highway, which is going to be financed by Cintra, a Spanish corporation under the public-private corporations selling of our infrastructure the Bush administration is also recommending. So on page 96 and 97 of the book, I put on page 96 the 4,000-mile map of the Trans-Texas Corridor highways that over a 50-year period, Texas Department of Transportation wants to crisscross across Texas as Texas becomes the gateway for NAFTA, CAFTA, and world trade coming into North America. And at page 97, I put the map of the cartel smuggling routes for drugs into the United States. This is a map I got from the House Committee on Homeland Security, the Subcommittee on Investigations. And I don't think we'd be surprised, Dr. Stan, if the two routes, the Trans-Texas Corridor routes that are planned to be built, don't match identically the paths of the cartel drug smuggling routes. And I think there's more than coincidence there. The amount of money that's coming across that border, $250 billion, I estimate, in illegal drugs from Mexico, and that has corrupted Mexican politicians for decades. Well, I think it's probably in the process of corrupting ours. And there's no plan here to secure our borders even to drug trade, because if we're going to increasingly open the borders, that's the plan. George W. Bush has not secured the borders in 6 years, and I argue in late great United States of America that it's because George Bush doesn't want to secure the borders. He agreed not to do so when he entered the Security and Prosperity Partnership with North America in Waco, Texas, with Vincente Fox and Canada's Prime Minister, Paul Martin. Even though George Bush has not had the courage to come forward and tell the American people that the integration of North America is, in fact, his agenda.
And, of course, it's moving at a rather rapid rate, and they're holding the meetings regularly. And they say one thing with their lips while they do another thing with their hands. They have an agenda, and they've withheld the information from the American people. What about the members of the legislature, Congress, and the Senate? Do they understand what's going on, or are they simply pretending that they don't understand? Is there any way they could have missed the fact that the major thrust of American foreign policy is to do away with national sovereignty and to establish this North American Union as a stepping stone to uniting the world?
Well, it's a very good question, Dr. Stan, because I continually get emails and on talk radio shows, and people call in and they say my senators or my congressmen know nothing about this. They send me back answers, or I call up radio talk shows like Michael Medved, and he says it's not going on, it's all a myth. Tony Snow says it's a myth from the White House. Well, you know, Dr. Stan, I think our politicians don't want to know what it's about. It reminds me of, you know, Hogan's Heroes, and I guess Sergeant Schultz at the POW camp saying, I know nothing about what's going on here. I know nothing. And the whole idea is that the politicians are getting paid by the same multinational business interests that want to use the illegal immigrants in the United States. Our companies here who want to undercut U.S. labor because they'll get the cheapest possible. And our international corporations that want the cheap labor in China, even if it involves using political prisoners in concentration camps. And it's disgraceful that we're allowing this to go on in the name of free trade. It's not free at all. It's not fair trade. Certainly not free or fair to the slaves in China who are being abused this way, or to the underclass of Mexico that's being imported to be exploited by our corporations that want to hire them below the pay scale of Americans, or often without benefits, often without even paying taxes or declaring them. I mean, we're allowing the United States already in this merger to become like Mexico. one of every 10 people who was born in Mexico is now living in the United States. We allow them to be dual citizens if they can get citizen in the United States. So we're already becoming a regional dual citizen country. And this Shamnesty bill, this Freddy Krueger revival of the amnesty bill George Bush is going to try to jam down the Senate once again, just shows how desperate George Bush is to keep his promise to Mexico that he would go as far as he could to erase the border in the spirit of the Security and Prosperity Partnership of North America. I see no other reason. It's why I wrote the late great United States, because it's the only explanation I could figure for why Bush refuses to enforce our border security.
Well, I think people have to understand that in Europe, we can see where we're headed. They have a European Union. The people don't want it. The people there have actually, in France and I believe in Holland, have actually turned down the Constitution. So they've just gone ahead, and they're going to simply put it together as a treaty so the people won't have anything to say. It can be voted on by the legislature, and then it becomes a fait accompli. And the sovereignty of the European nations will be gone. But the major force behind what's going on in Europe has always been the globalists here in the United States, whose loyalty has never been to America, but to this globalist dream. And I think that's what's so hard for the average American, to believe that our leaders could have no loyalty to America, and that they would frankly lie to us and say it isn't happening, when anybody with half an ounce of intelligence can actually see it happening.
Well, that's right. And, you know, Dr. Sand, the idea that our politicians like Tony Snow can say, oh, it's all a myth, or I find insulting when I go to SPP.gov, the website with the Security and Prosperity Partnership information in the Department of Commerce, sampeterpaul.gov. You've got a myths versus facts site. Well, as soon as you see myths versus facts on one of these SPP websites, you know that they're going to tell you that what you're reading isn't really there. And they say this is just a dialogue, this is just a friendly conversation between countries who are neighbors. We're just trying to become more competitive and to eliminate regulations that we don't need among the three countries. Well, Dr. Stan, all that sounds very reasonable, but it does not mean that we should have 20 working groups in place where our bureaucrats are meeting in a shadow government bureaucratic structure with the bureaucrats of two other countries, Mexico and Canada. I don't see anywhere in our Constitution that calls for the ability of the president to constitute a bureaucracy group working like that with an organizational chart that they also don't have the courage or the honesty to publish on SPP.gov. Under the idea that people are so stupid that they will believe their denials just because they printed them. And how many times have government officials, you know, since Richard Nixon, saying, I'm not a thief. I'm come to the conclusion that as soon as these government officials deny something's going on, it's proof they're guilty.
Well, I think one of the most interesting things is their idea of reinforcing the border. But the border they want to reinforce is Mexico's southern border, because it's much shorter than the border between the United States and Mexico. And so don't they actually talk about that in some of their papers?
Yes, it's discussed as a continental perimeter they want to defend. They want to integrate the immigration and control authorities in the United States with Mexico and with Canada. It's remarkable to them that they can even think at SPP.gov that we want to integrate any law enforcement with Mexico. Mexico is a cartel, drug cartel-controlled country where corruption in law enforcement and government is the rule of the day. And if we integrate with Mexico, we're going to integrate with that corruption. And so the perimeter they want to defend with this combined continental system of security is the border, the perimeter around North America. Whereas the SPP.gov plans, which I document again in the book, are to declare that we're all citizens of North America, and as such, we're going to get Mexicans and Canadians alike, North American, biometric, trusted traveler, and trusted trader, border pass cards that you can use as easily as it would be to use a credit card coming out of a grocery store to check out your groceries. You run this biometric border pass, trusted traveler card through a scanner at a border crossing station, and you don't have to come across the desert and risk your life. You can just come across the United States as you've into the United States from Mexico as if you belong here, because you're a trusted North American traveler.
And of course, this is the whole idea, is to do away with the borders, to do away with the sovereignty, to allow those people who are here illegally to remain, to be able to stay on our welfare system, to be able to utilize our schools, to be able to continue to utilize our health care systems without having to pay for them. It's really a wonderful system for the Mexicans, and I can understand why they like it. But, of course, it's going to bankrupt America, our schools, our health care system, and the very financial stability of our once great independent sovereign nation. Have you made preparations to look after yourself and your family in case there's a national emergency or a terrorist attack? Well, I want to tell you that the government's looking after their people. In fact, plans have been made to protect people of high-ranking position in government, but they're not making any preparations for the average individual, so you're going to have to look after yourself. If you'd like information on long-term food storage, if you'd like information on the other items you would need in case of a national emergency, why don't you give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927, and ask for the emergency food catalog. We'll get it right off to you, and we'll get the items shipped directly from Ready Reserve Foods. That's 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. You're going to have to begin making preparations to look after yourself.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson, here for the 2007 Red Book. The commodity markets like gold, silver, copper, aluminum, and oil have exploded over the last year. This is a glaring testimonial of how quickly the U.S. dollar can be devalued. Many have turned to precious metals to provide a safe haven while increasing the potential profits. Though accumulating precious metals has been a proven method for the storage of wealth, it is important that you understand the market you are getting into. Midas Resources is offering the Red Book and Silver Dollar for only $27.95. The Red Book is the number one best-selling guide to gold and silver coins. Call for your copy today. It's 800-686-2237. If you've already accumulated or plan to get into the precious metals market, you simply must have the Red Book in your library. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Government is best which governs least.
Wake up and smell the fascism.
Being in government means never having to say you're sorry.
What part of unconstitutional do you not understand, George?
In today's world full of tyranny and injustice, sometimes it seems the only thing we still have is our freedom of speech. Exercise your freedom of speech by purchasing your choice of hundreds of different Liberty stickers, from humorous to serious, at LibertyStickers.com. LibertyStickers.com can even customize your own bumper stickers. It's time to stand up for what you believe. Invest in your freedom. Get your stickers at LibertyStickers.com for your family, friends, and community. Go to LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. That's 877-873-9626. And express your freedom of speech today. Call 877-873-9626. That's 877-873-9626.
Attention, this is an extremely urgent GCN Health News Bulletin. If you're interested in suppressed natural cures, this will be the most important message you will ever hear. Listen closely. 77 GCN listeners are needed immediately to test an amazing blacklisted herbal product considered to be the single most powerful traditional remedy on earth. In fact, medical studies in other countries have been conducted on the astonishing effects this rare mineral-like compound has had on arthritis, obesity, energy, memory, and even reproductive health. Yet, because of the rules governing nutritional supplements in this country, no health or healing claims can be made at this time. However, it is still legal to own this compound, and right now a very small amount is being made available to GCN listeners in what's being called the most amazing and unusual offer ever made on radio. To claim your supply set aside for GCN listeners, simply go to www.blacklistedherb.com. Shipments will be filled on a first-come, first-served basis, so it's important that you move quickly. That's www.blacklistedherb.com or call 877-327-0365.
In America. We Well, this is Dr. Stan. Our guest is Dr. Jerome Corsi, and we're talking about, of course, the Security and Prosperity Partnership on the NASCO Highway, the effort to do away with the sovereignty of our nation, the effort to give amnesty to this large number of people who are already here, and they say, oh, this is not amnesty. They're going to have to go home and apply to come back again before they'll be allowed to be citizens. How are we going to know whether they go home again? How are we going to get them to go home? Certainly, the president has said we can't round them up and force them to go home. So what do you think about this amnesty bill that the president is so intent upon getting through that the Senate refused to vote for cloture? I don't know if they did it today. Do you know what happened?
The Senate did not do anything today, and they're still behind a lot of locked doors and closed meetings. They can't figure out what to do. They're losing votes, I believe, hourly in the Senate for this bill. It's becoming more complicated. I think it's a complete travesty. I'm deeply disappointed to see George Bush doing this. George Bush, to me, Dr. Stan, he was in Albania. First, he was arrogant. He said, well, I'll see you at the signing ceremony when I reintroduce this bill.
But, of course, what they're doing is they're twisting arms. They're bribing our senators, offers of massive amounts of investments, federal investments in their districts. I mean, that should be dishonest. It's not. It's our money that they're going to spend in electoral districts, either congressional or Senate, to buy votes. How is that any different than Jack Abramoff?
It's no different, Dr. Stanton. I'm sure that earmarks are being offered, you know, more pork is being offered, more special favors are being offered. But the reaction from the American people is so strong, I think any senator knows that if they take these kind of goodies from the president to vote for this amnesty bill, they better get some, you know, remedial guides on being lawyers and learn how to write wills again, because they're about to be retired and do their failed careers as ex-lawyers. Which is most what they are.
And I think one of the most amazing things is this is really Teddy Kennedy's bill.
Teddy Kennedy's bill.
Why is George Bush pushing Teddy Kennedy's bill on immigration?
Well, because they're all the same, Dr. Stan. They are all working. The idea that they're Democrat and Republican is just a ruse anymore to confuse us that we have a choice.
And I think people have to understand that the No Child Left Behind legislation that George Bush passed was Teddy Kennedy's legislation. The drug bill, the Medicare drug bill, that Ted Kennedy couldn't get through, George Bush got through. And the amnesty bill that Ted Kennedy is pushing, George Bush is pushing. And maybe that's why in the year 2003, the Bush Family Foundation gave their most honored award of the year, the Outstanding Citizen, to none other than Ted Kennedy. Maybe it is simply a charade that is the difference between the Republicans and the Democrats. And I would simply point out that the Republicans have been in power for 6 years now. Why haven't they done away with Roe versus Wade? The reason they haven't is because they say one thing, but they really have an entirely different agenda. So they have to keep the Christians happy and going along with them. But, of course, they say what we want to hear, but you never judge a person by what he says. You watch what they do.
Well, Dr. Stan, you know, they even named it, George W. Bush, I believe, even named one of the justice buildings after Robert Kennedy, and had a big ceremony with Teddy Kennedy there. I can remember that, too. Bush, I guess, is just an adjunct of the Kennedy wing of the Democratic Party. You can't tell them apart. I think he's truly more socialist than he is conservative. And this whole way George Bush has behaved on this bill has made me wonder what Mexico has over him. I mean, he's acting as if his life depends on keeping this promise to Mexico that we will not have any border enforcement and we will pass something in his watch that legitimizes the 12 million, probably 20 million, maybe 30 million illegal immigrants he's allowed to come into the country. 75% of whom the administration admits are here under George W. Bush's watch. But it's certainly a behavior which suggests that George Bush is paying back debts to Mexico.
Well, either that, of course, his loyalty is this globalist dream, and he has no loyalty to this country or to the preservation of our sovereignty, because you can't have a North American Union and break down our sovereignty and still have a sovereign nation. And that is the very crux of what's happening. Well, when we get back from our break, we'll be glad to take your calls at 1-888-24-LIBERTY. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or here in the Central Coast of California at 464-8295.
If you would like a copy of this show, come to GCNLive.com and reserve it today. Or call toll-free 877-300-7645.
Most Americans are iodine deficient today because they stopped adding iodine to our milk and to our flour. And only about half of the salt that's consumed in the United States today contains iodine. So Radio Liberty has produced a 4-tape or a 4-CD set that discusses the health benefits of iodine. We also offer iodorol. It contains 12.5 milligrams of iodine per tablet. And we also offer potassium iodide tablets, a little protects your thyroid gland in case there's a nuclear attack. So if you'd like to order these products or obtain additional information, why don't you call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Or go to our website at RadioLiberty.com. That's RadioLiberty.com. Once again, our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond from Most Holy Family Monastery. We are now offering a critically important $10 package. The package contains 3 DVDs with 10 different programs, our new 658-page book called The Truth About What Really Happened to the Catholic Church After Vatican II, which is the most comprehensive book ever produced on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. You also get another 335-page book and other material. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. At the website, you can watch all of our videos for free, read sample chapters of the new book and other articles, or call us 24 hours a day at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or you can mail in your order to us at Most Holy Family Monastery, 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The price of the whole package is $10, which includes medium mail shipping, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S. MostHolyFamilyMonastery.com.
We would all love to live in a world with clean air and water, a world in which our produce is grown naturally, without the use of pesticides and other harmful chemicals. But the truth is, we don't live in such a world. These toxins enter our bodies, and the organ in our body that works hard to eliminate these toxins is the liver, which is one of the most complex and important organs in the human body. With more than 500 vital functions, give your liver the helping hand it needs with Live 52, the world's best-selling all-natural liver support formula in over 76 countries. And it's backed by over 300 clinical trials and studies. Live 52 is the most researched herbal formula that helps neutralize toxins from food, water, air, alcohol, and prescription medications. To order Live 52 and for the best source of researched herbal products, visit research-herbs.com or call 1-800-973-1482. That's research-herbs.com or call 1-800-973-1482 and tell them Alex Jones sent you.
Well, this is Dr. Stan. Our guest is Dr. Jerome Corsi. And, of course, if you'd like to give us a call, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. Now, Dr. Corsi, would you like to, first of all, get your website out or where people can get information? And now your book will be released as of the 4th of July. It'll be put out by WorldNet Daily. How much will it be?
The book is being discounted right now substantially. It's under $20 on both WorldNet Daily, I believe, and on Amazon.com. And WorldNet Daily's got a special pre-publication promotion with autographed copies of the book. You can see that on WorldNet Daily. It's being promoted very heavily right now. And I'm writing articles almost every day to support the book, new articles and new research and new information. all my articles are archived on WorldNet Daily. So worldnetdaily.com, you can search my name, Corsi, C-O-R-S-I, and see the many articles I've written on the on these topics of the North American unions over the last 2 years. They're all free, they're all there and all available to be read, and the book is at a great discount.
All right, fine.
It'll be in the bookstores on the 4th of July, Dr. Stan. I think we're going to have to fight for bookstores to put it out in front, because, again, this is very controversial themes, and I think the bookstores are going to have to be demanded by the customers to put the book out, display it, and get enough copies for display.
Well, I think people have to understand that the globalists have tremendous power over publishing, over bookstores, over the medium. They really, of course, are, in many respects, an invisible government unto themselves. And behind them are powerful spiritual forces. And the last thing they want is for the American people to learn of the treasonous activities that are taking place. And it doesn't matter that certainly the House of Representatives voted, what was the vote against the Trans-NAFTA Highway or against the trucks coming in the House of Representatives?
Well, that's right. The House voted 411-3 to pass a Safe Roads Act, which would block the Mexican trucking experiment.
And of course, they put pressure on the Senate not to allow it even into committee or
that's
out of
right.
committee. They really don't care how the American people feel. The American people are of no consequence. It doesn't matter how our elected representatives feel. They are of no consequence. The leaders, the globalists, the invisible government has their agenda, and you better just get used to going along with it. Well, let's go to Harvey, who's calling from Florida. Hi, Harvey. How are you doing?
Good, Dr. Stan. How are you this
doing time? Fine.
I hear your throat sounding a little better.
Yeah, I really feel ever so much better. Thank you.
That's good. I'd like to ask Mr. Corsi. He says he can't understand what they would possibly have over Mr. Bush, that he would acquiesce to the opening of the borders and the legalization of the Mexicans in this country? Well, there's
withhold that they have, Mexico has?
Yes.
I think first, I agree with Dr. Stan that one of the things we have to take into consideration is that George Bush may himself believe that the multinational agenda is what he is right, or that he believes he's a post-nationalist himself that would actually agree with George Soros in statements like, nation states, even the United States of America, are only appropriate in the days when kings had castles. That's what Soros says. And George Bush certainly acts with a disregard to the Constitution that convinces me he does not have any solid understanding or belief that our institutions or the definitions of our freedoms and documents like the Declaration of Independence or the Constitution are meaningful. But then also I have to observe, and the reason I'm thinking about it being ulterior motives of another kind, I can't think of a single failed business, and the Bushes have had many, going back to Zapata Oil in the 50s and 60s from George H.W. Bush, including all of his CIA connections and work with Cuba, and Zapata's oil use as a cover by the government, which has been pretty well documented. I can't think of any failed businesses the Bushes had where there wasn't some wealthy millionaire or billionaire or oligarchical family in Mexico that didn't step in and save them from the destruction of that business, or the ruin financially of that business.
Well,
I think the Bushes have a lot that they owe to Mexico, and I think those debts are remembered and collected.
Well, I really hate to think of it, but there are billions of dollars in cocaine and heroin pouring across that border for many, many years, which is decimating our cities.
You got it.
And if they want to decimate the cities and continue to decimate the cities, all they have to do is open that border up even more. They're allowing the trucks to come through with untold amounts of heroin and cocaine, which is poisoning our children. And the Bushes have a long history in the heroin business.
Well, the globalists certainly don't mind the idea of drugs coming into a country for many reasons, including social control or even destruction of the poor masses that they don't care about to begin with.
And filling up the prisons.
And right today,
the private prisons.
Right today, we have 7 million Americans who are either in prison, probation, or parole. And you'll hardly ever hear that mentioned. And yet they say we're a free country. Thanks very much for calling, Harvey.
Thank
Good
you.
Point. Let's go to Marilyn calling from Sacramento. And once again, our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. Marilyn, did you have a question for our guest?
Yes, I do. This so-called immigration reform, or what we call amnesty, the bill before the Senate now, is doesn't it have a provision to approve the SPP? Isn't that one of the things hidden in those 1,000 pages?
Well, yes, in fact, it's very good of you to note that, because in the previous version of the bill, nobody's seen this new bill yet. It's still being worked around. I'm sure they're trying to. It's probably going to look like a Frankenstein when they get it out of committee, this private sessions. No committee, just these private backdoor sessions. There was a provision in the previous bill that actually called for advancing and speeding up the SPP, Security and Prosperity Partnership agenda. A whole section of the previous law was dedicated to explicitly tying the bill, you know, the Shamnesty bill, to the SPP agenda. And I bet that'll still be in this one as well.
And let me just comment for the listeners. SPP is the Security and Prosperity Partnership. And that was sort of the cover name for this North American community, or the American North American Union they're talking about. So what they're doing is that for the first time, they've come forward in legislation talking about the SPP, Security and Prosperity Partnership of North America. But of course, this is not being brought out by Michael Medved, or it's not being brought out by Rush Limbaugh, because he did not, is Rush actually taking a position on this North American Union? Do you know, Jerome?
I don't think I've heard anybody say that he has. I certainly have not heard him do a thing about it, talk about the Security and Prosperity Partnership in North America. I think Rush Limbaugh, at least on the borders, is getting a little bit more pressure from his listeners and is beginning to be a little bit more critical of George W. Bush. The problem that many of these radio commentators have had, certainly Michael Medved is an extreme example of it, is they become what I call Bush bots. I mean, they are like robots who support anything George W. Bush does. And that's, you know, they're so conditioned after decades of opposing Democrats and supporting Republicans that they think it's the right thing to do. It's almost a knee-jerk reaction. It's that they're afraid the Democrats will get into office and just something horrible will happen. Well, to the extent that the Democrats and Republicans have become identical, and the Republicans have abandoned the conservatives, and the moral conservatives especially, I don't think it makes any difference who's in power or which party's there. I think Rush Limbaugh and Sean Hannity and Michael Medved are going to have to wake up, or they'll lose major. They won't have an audience left. Just like the Republican Party needs to wake up, or it won't have a Republican Party left.
I have one more quick comment, Dr. Stan, and for your listeners particularly. You can bring up U.S. Congress in your computer. Then you click Congressional Directory, and you can get all of them that way. You don't have to type in each one. You can get all of their phone numbers, their district office numbers, their fax numbers. I've been faxing. I've probably faxed 40 or 50 faxes off to them various within the last couple of weeks, and intend to continue over the weekend. But bring up U.S. Congress and then Congressional Directory, and then you can click the state, one state at a time, and then whatever you do with your system in order to fax, that's how you do it, or other people do it. But we need to deluge them with, I don't know about the phone calls, their voicemail gets full, but you can get a ring on the faxes.
Okay, and I think that's great, Marilyn. You keep it up, because what we want to do right now, if you agree with Dr. Corsi, and with Marilyn, of course, what you would want to do would be to fax your senators and email your senators, because they're the important ones right now. And believe me, they're probably not going to read what you say. They're going to say, well, here's one, you know, that's opposing it. Here's a great big pile of people who oppose it. And the mail is running what, about 90 to 95% against this amnesty bill?
It's overwhelming right now.
But we need to keep it up. But you, particularly the ones, it also gives when they're next up for election. There are a large number of Republicans who are up for election in 08. They're the ones to concentrate on, because it's going to be a bloodbath if this passes. And it doesn't matter who votes for it and who doesn't. The voters are just going to throw the Republicans out.
I mean, I've always felt it. They rigged the last election to get George Bush elected. There's no question they rigged it, because they stole the votes in Ohio. I mean, one voting machine in a precinct with 800 people came up with 4,000 votes for George Bush. And when that was questioned, they say, how could you have a precinct with 800 people and 4,000 votes for George Bush? And they said, oh, it's simple. And the voting machine had a hiccup. Well, of course, I think that they wanted George Bush in there because he is going to discredit the Republican Party. He's going to discredit the conservative movement. And he's going to discredit Christianity.
Well,
let's get back to Dr. Corsi. Thanks very much for calling, Marilyn.
Thank you both.
Keep up the good work. Dr. Corsi, what can the average person do at the present time? Certainly he can write, he can email, he can fax, but how is the average person out there going to influence others who really don't understand what's going on?
Well, I think, Dr. Stan, the first thing is to understand this bill, and let's take a minute and discuss it. The idea that the 12 million, which the government admits 12 million illegals are here, 75% came under George Bush's watch. I think it's more like 20 or 30 million, when you count especially the children who were born here. Idea that they're going to go in and get Z visas, and Dr. Stan, this whole idea of Z visas is ludicrous. It's a joke. What does Z mean? Where did this idea come from to have a new class of visas? The whole thing is, you know, it's an invention that is made up to never be enforced. Right now, our bureaucracy is overwhelmed. Even to get the passports, they're now being required by the Department of Homeland Security to vacation in Mexico or Canada. They can't issue the passports. They don't have enough staff to do it. People are being sent letters to the State Department saying you're going to get a passport. And that letter is now good enough to take to the border and say I couldn't get mine in time. How are we going to get 12 million people to come in and get Z visas? And the idea that they're going to pay a fine, they're going to bring $4,000 or $5,000 or $50, whatever it is, to get these e-visas. Well, you know, if all 12 million stood in line with $5,000, we don't have a bureaucracy to collect it. And besides, they're not going to pay a fine. They're not going to do a thing. The illegal aliens are going to say, you legitimized me, I'm here. You said you couldn't throw us out, we're staying. And the government won't do anything about it any more than they've not enforced any of our rules or laws so far. I heard John Kyle, Senator Kyle from Arizona, Republican, trying to explain to a television interviewer how these triggers in the bill were so important. You know, they can't get employed until they do X, Y, Z, until they get a form and until they apply. I'm saying to myself, John Kyle, you must be smoking some of that marijuana you're allowing to come across the border in Arizona, because these triggers aren't going to get enforced. Our bureaucracy can't find the 12 million people right now. How are they going to enforce these complicated administrative procedures and fines on 12 million people that are here under the premise that they can violate our laws and get away with them? Every enforcement provision being discussed in this bill is a sham. And then they were told by George W. Bush that he's going to have $4 billion for enforcement. Well, George Bush lacks credibility. He's done no enforcement. He hasn't even built the fence that was promised in the Safe Fence Act passed in the November election of 2006, signed with a big ceremony by George Bush, in another lying ceremony saying he was going to enforce the borders. 13 miles of that fence had been built. I think that's all the fence that's been built while George Bush has been president 6 years. And that $4 million, Dr. Stan, is supposed to come from the fines the illegal aliens pay. Well, if they don't pay any fines, there isn't any $4 billion to enforce anything. And that's where the fundamental idea of this fund for enforcement is another lie. George Bush must think we're all stupid, that we're all going to believe, it's just like the Security and Prosperity Partnership in North America thinks we're stupid, that they can create working groups. I can get 1,000 pages from a Freedom of Information Act request of all the meetings, the emails, the phone numbers, policy issues they're discussing on these working groups of the bureaucrats in the three countries, and they can put on the website as if they were legitimate or honest or Christian or believed in the Bible and say it's all just a dialogue when that is a bald-faced lie.
Well, I think we have people who have a different set of morals because they have a different agenda and they really believe in the destruction of national sovereignty, doing away with wars, and wouldn't it be wonderful if we were all ruled just by one powerful entity that could provide for us all from the cradle to the grave. Our guest has been Dr. Jerome Corsi. America is under attack today. We're not under attack by terrorists. If they were, they would have sealed the borders. Our boys aren't fighting for freedom overseas. They're a distraction. The real war is being fought here in America for the heart and mind and soul of the American people. And most people don't even know what's happening.
Some people believe a group of wealthy men control political parties, the American media, and the wealth of our nation. Is this true? Dr. Stanley Monteith spent 40 years studying secret societies and subversive movements. He lived in Africa for 3 years, and when he returned home, he studied the writings of the men who shaped the modern world. His book, Brotherhood of Darkness, identifies the people who control the world and the organizations they created. Dr. Monteith exposes the movement behind Rhodes scholarships, the origin of the Council on Foreign Relations, and the myths surrounding communism. He discusses the goal of all covert organizations, so if you read Brotherhood of Darkness, you will learn a secret that has been passed down through the centuries. When you learn this secret, you will understand what the future holds and what you must do to help preserve our nation. Call and order your copy. 877-300-7645. Only $12.95. That's 877-300-7695.
Hello, friends. Alex Jones here. I want you to imagine waking up one morning to find out you've been burglarized. An intruder has taken your personal possessions, credit card numbers, social security cards, banking information, and more, all in the hands of a total stranger. What's worse is you realize he got it through your front door because you left it unlocked. Every time you walk away from your computer, leaving your internet connection on, you are virtually inviting hackers, criminals, and Big Brother to access your personal information. Put a stop to this right now with the Net7 Network Security Switch from Net7 Technologies. Turn your internet on and off with one simple switch. There's no software to load, and it's so easy to install. Right now, you can order your Net7 Security Switch from Net7 Technologies for only $39.95. For a limited time, receive free shipping with your order. Visit net7tech.com. That's net, the number 7, tech.com, and start protecting yourself today.
Are you concerned about the high cost of prescription drugs? Since January of 2006, RxDrugCard.com members have saved an average of $33 per prescription filled. That's over 46% savings. The average savings for generic drugs was over 71%. RxDrugCard.com is the only major discount prescription drug plan that offers a price lookup page, so you can get an idea of your discounted price before you enroll. RxDrugCard.com is for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. There are no age restrictions, all prescriptions are covered, and 95% of all pharmacies in the U.S. participate, including Walmart, Walgreens, CVS Pharmacy, and many more. With RxDrugCard.com, you will save immediately with no messy forms or paperwork.
Membership fees start at only $4.50 per month and include a 30-day unconditional money-back guarantee. Visit us at www.rxdrugcard.com or call us at 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461. Do it today.
God bless. Bye-bye. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and we'll certainly encourage people to get that book from World Net Daily or from Amazon.com. We'll have to see if we can what we can get it for and get it provided through Radio Liberty. Or maybe we'll provide it along with a 4-tape set by Dr. Corsi, and we can do it that way. But we are in real trouble as a nation. Now we do have material on this globalism. We have a previous book that Dr. Corsi has written called Minuteman. We have the book entitled Fighting Immigration Anarchy. We have a DVD called The Conquest of Aslan. We have a couple of 4-tape sets on immigration. But this all gets into this globalist dream, this idea of rebuilding the temple of Babel, the Tower of Babel. And you will certainly want to actually get copy of my talk on Forbidden Secret. If we show you the poster that circulates in Europe having to do with the European Union, it's a picture of the Tower of Babel. What does the European have to do with the Tower of Babel? Everything. Because, of course, this was an effort on the part of ancient Nimrod to thwart God, to counter God, to rule the world without God. And, of course, the whole idea of the European Union is to do exactly the same thing. And if you go to Strasbourg, and you'll see on the back of the DVD a picture of part of a building in Strasbourg where today the European Parliament works, and it is a replica of the unfinished Tower of Babel. And it shows the Tower of Babel merging into the European Union. This is what it's all about. There is a spiritual component behind the European Union. There is a spiritual component behind the American Union, North American Union, and this effort to build a one-world government and a one-world religion with a new world ruler. So we hope that you'll go to our website at RadioLiberty.com. We hope you'll get my talk on the Brotherhood of Darkness. We hope you'll get my talk on Forbidden Secret, the DVD, The Secret Mysteries of America's Beginning, which won the New York Film Festival Best Documentary of the Year last year, and Riddles in Stone, the next video in the series, it's DVD, which won the Los Angeles Film Festival Award this year. We're hoping it's going to win the New York Film Festival Documentary, or at least get honorable mention there. There were 1,000 films last year, and Secret Mysteries was number one, a documentary. So these two, Riddles in Stone and Secret Mystery of American Beginning, both available by calling 1-800-544-8927. You'll want to get, of course, some of our other 4-tape sets on the supernatural, on Satanism and deliverance, on the wisdom of Malachi Martin, certainly our 4-tape set on Aleister Crowley, who was a Satanist, who formed a number of secret societies, who was a 33rd degree Mason and part of British intelligence. We even have a book on Aleister Crowley called Blood on the Well. There really are secret societies out there, ladies and gentlemen, and one of them is being introduced to the American people under the guise of The Secret. And, of course, it's been featured by Oprah Winfrey and Larry King and Ellen DeGeneres and Jack Canfield. And they're all telling you this is the way to really learn how to get what you want in the world. And it opens you up to demonic possession. We have a 4-tape set, 4-CD set, The Secret, Behind the Secret. We're involved in the spiritual battle for the souls of men and the survival of Christian civilization, and most people have no idea what's happening. Your job is to help us get the word out. Pray for America. Pray for Radio Liberty. Pray for our provision and our protection.
Do you know the secret to reading 1,000% faster? That's right. The secret that could allow you to read 10 books in the time it takes others to read just one? Hi, I'm Jeff Flam, founder of Infinite Mind. I'd like to send you a free demo of this secret developed by a leading expert in brain function. Experience with this free demo the secret to reading 1,000% faster. Call now to try this demo absolutely free. Imagine how reading 10 times faster could help your entire family. Kids do better in school. Teens can score higher on their college entrance exams.
You're listening to the Global Star Radio Network, located at Telstar 5 KU band, frequency 11836, symbol rate 20770. Thank you for listening.
IRS ruining your life. Are you afraid of losing everything? You can end the despair you feel right now. Get ready to write down an important phone number you're going to need to help solve your IRS nightmare. The number is 800-584-1095.
Hello, I'm John Harris, president of J.K. Harris & Company, the nation's largest tax representation firm. IRS problems have a way of ruining every aspect of your life if you let them. They don't go away on their own. The IRS can attach your wages, your pension, your savings, even your Social Security checks. If you owe back taxes, don't despair. Since 1997, our former IRS agents and tax professionals have successfully negotiated settlements.